Welcome, everyone, to Wisdom for a Crazy World, your trusted source for 21st century common sense. We hope you're having a great day, but just in case you're not, our host, Tom McQueen, is about to make it a lot better. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. And now, it is my privilege to introduce to you one of the most popular podcasters on any network, award-winning author and speaker, Tom McQueen.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. And the title of our show this week is A Firefighter's Final Message, The Lesson He Left for All of Us. But before we get to that, I want to give you our contact information as usual. Our email address is letterstoethan@aol.com. And our telephone number is 727-688-5121. And as I do every week, I want to express my gratitude to the many people who contact me by telephone, email, and text message during the week to respond to the episode from the week before with their thoughts, and also to suggest new episodes for the future. And I really appreciate that because that's where we get our ideas from. Our staff here loves it. And we're so grateful to you. So keep on listening. You'll find our episode posted, of course, on Spotify and the 8 or 9 other networks where we're listed, including Apple. But when you see us on Facebook and places like that, if you will share that post with your friends, that's how we can continue to grow our listener base and our community of Wisdom for a Crazy World followers. So I really appreciate you. Well, I have a story to share with you tonight that's based on my own experience as a hospice chaplain. And I think over the years, the main question that I've heard from people when they've lost a loved one is this: what am I going to do now? What am I going to do without my mother, my father, my husband, my wife, my brother, my sister? What am I going to do now? And you know, there's all kinds of grief groups and bereavement support groups, and we have our friends and our family, and all that is great. But I want to share with you the story of a firefighter, and his name was Randy. And when he was 21 years old, that was back in 1981, he achieved 2 life goals that he wanted to accomplish. He married a beautiful young woman named Tiffany. And that was one of his dreams, was to meet and to marry a woman that he could love for the rest of his life. And the second goal that he accomplished in 1981 was to complete the fire academy. And he did that in the state of New York. He went through all their processes. He became a firefighter. And he was so happy to have done those things in that year, 1981. So he was married first, then he became the firefighter. So when he was leaving for his first day on the job as a firefighter, he got ready. His wife got up with him in the morning. They had breakfast together. They talked, and she walked him to the door. And he was a little anxious, and he was a little nervous because it was his first shift ever. But before he left, he reached into his pocket and he pulled out an envelope, and he handed it to Tiffany, and her name was on it. And this is what he said to her. He said, "Sweetheart, if in my career anything ever happens to me and I don't come home from a shift, I want you to sit down in a quiet place and I want you to read this. It's for you." Well, she chuckled and, you know, kicked him out the door and said, "Have a great shift. I'll see you tomorrow morning." And she didn't think twice about it. When she went back inside, she, you know, put the envelope in a safe place. And when we come back after the break, I'm going to share with you the rest of the story because it's very touching and it answers that question that I asked at the beginning of the show. What am I going to do now? I'm Tom McQueen. and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World, and we're so glad that you're here. We'll be right back, my friends.
In this chaotic world, there's a timeless need for wisdom. Whether it's deciphering life's puzzles, dealing with bullies, mastering the art of handling a tough boss, or creating positive change in our world, a little guidance can make a world of difference. And that's what you will find on the podcast, Wisdom for a Crazy World, hosted by Chaplain Tom McQueen. Wisdom for a Crazy World brings insights that are rooted in wisdom from a biblical perspective. Episode subjects include Jesus therapy, surviving a toxic boss, and God's Independence Day. With his soothing voice and wealth of wisdom, Chaplain McQueen is your ally in facing life's challenges head on. Discover comfort and reassurance with Chaplain Tom McQueen on Wisdom for a Crazy World, available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, welcome back, my friends. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. And the title of our show this week is A Firefighter's Final Message, The Lesson He Left for All of Us. And before we took our break, you probably remember me sharing with you the most common question I get from hospice patients, families, when they've lost a loved one, and that question is, what am I going to do now? How am I going to survive? How am I going to make it in this world? And I started to share with you the story of Randy and Tiffany. And in 1981, they were married and as 21-year-olds. And Tiffany was the joy of Randy's life. And he also completed the fire academy that year. And when he earned his position on the department, He was going out the door for his very first shift, and he handed Tiffany an envelope with her name on it. And out of the blue, he said, sweetheart, if anything ever happens to me, I want you to sit down in a quiet place, and I want you to read this. If I don't come back from my shift, this is for you. And she kind of laughed it off and, you know, kicked him out the door so that she'd see him the next morning. Well, for 20 years, they had such a great life. They raised three children, two boys and a girl, and it was like the perfect relationship. And as Tiffany described it, it was the perfect marriage. And then came September the 11th, 2001. And Randy was one of the 343 firefighters killed that day in New York City when the terrorist attacked the World Trade Center. Well, of course, the news came to Tiffany, and she was beside herself, trying to comfort her children, being comforted by her family, and she started to ask that question, you know, what am I going to do now? How am I going to make it? What's going to happen to me? Randy was the love of my life. And then she remembered the envelope. And she found where she had put it, and one night when the kids were in bed, she sat down and she opened it. And this was the message on the inside of the envelope, and it's so powerful. I hope you'll forgive me, but I'm going to read it twice to you. This is what Randy wrote to Tiffany before he left for that first day on the job as a firefighter. My sweetest Tiffany, when I go, don't learn to live without me. Just learn to live with my love in a different way. And if you need to see me, close your eyes or look at your shadow when the sun shines. I'm there. Sit with me in the quiet, and you will know that I did not leave. There is no leaving when one soul is blended with another soul. When I go, don't learn to live without me. Just learn to look for me in the moments. I will be there. I love you, Randy. Let me share that with you one more time, because it answers that question of what am I going to do when my loved one dies. He wrote to Tiffany, when I go, Don't learn to live without me. Just learn to live with my love in a different way. And if you need to see me, close your eyes or look at your shadow when the sun shines. I'm there. Sit with me in the quiet and you will know that I did not leave. There is no leaving when a soul is blended with another soul. When I go, don't learn to live without me. Just learn to look for me in the quiet moments. I will be there. I love you, sweetheart. Randy. Well, when we come back after a break, we'll have a few more thoughts about that note that Randy left for Tiffany. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. We'll be right back, my friends.
From author Tom McQueen comes the important and must-read new book, What I Learned When I Died, Life Lessons from Heaven. In What I Learned When I Died, author Tom McQueen shares some of the lessons he learned from that initial encounter in heaven, lessons that were reinforced by the fellow travelers he journeyed with along the road of life. Author Tom McQueen is a retired licensed marriage and family therapist, chaplain, and founder of the American Family Foundation, Incorporated. He has published numerous books and articles, and his best-selling book, Letters to Ethan, a collection of letters he wrote to his grandson, was the recipient of the Angel Award from the Excellence in Media Foundation. Author Tom McQueen has appeared on the Lifetime Television Network, the This Is the Day program on Catholic TV, and on many shows and radio programs throughout the United States. What I Learned When I Died, Life Lessons from Heaven, from author Tom McQueen, is available on Amazon and makes a great book for book clubs. Order your copy today.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you're listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. And certainly from my perspective, there is no greater answer to that question, what am I going to do now that my loved one has died, than the answer that Randy provided to Tiffany in that note he left her when he said, don't learn to live without me. Just learn to live with my love in a different way. And that concept of sit with me in the quiet and you will know that I did not leave. There is no leaving when a soul is blended with another soul. Of course, we can't see and touch and hug the person that's no longer with us, but we can still assimilate their presence. We can still feel them. We can still make them a part of our lives in a very intimate way, so that we can continue to be influenced by them, to be with them in a way that God provides for us to do until we see them again. And so our prayer this evening is for those who grieve, that they will adapt that message in their own life, that they will continue to have a relationship with those who have gone before us in their families, that they will take the good that was in them and make it a part of themselves so that they will carry about the presence of their loved one until they see them again. And so we pray, Father God, in the midst of our sorrow and grief, we turn to you, the source of all comfort and peace. We are overwhelmed by the weight of our emotions and the pain of our loss when we lose those whom we love. We feel lost and broken and desperately need your presence to bring us peace and comfort. Lord, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to face our grief with faith, and the wisdom to find moments of peace amid the storm of emotions that we feel. Help us to remember that blended souls never lose touch with one another, that they are always embracing us, always influencing us, always there with us. Please grant us the strength to carry that thought, knowing that you are carrying it with us. And may your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And as we navigate our journeys of grief, May your light shine through the cracks in our broken hearts, reminding us of your eternal love and the promise of reunion with those whom we love beyond this life. Help us to find comfort in the memories of our loved ones, knowing that our souls are blended with theirs. Father, we surrender you our pain, our confusion, and our questions. Fill us with your peace that transcends all circumstances, and help us to trust in your plan, knowing that our loved ones share eternal life with you, and that one day we will be reunited with them for all eternity. We ask this as we ask every good thing in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I appreciate you, and we look forward to seeing you next week on another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. God bless you, my friends.